The Rancor's Brothel presents... A Dungeons & Dragons adventure.
I would lay my body down beneath the sky and make an offering up to the night and let my spirit wander towards the light. If I could speak to you one more time.
Tomb of Annihilation.
If missing
So, the next morning then, Otamu arrives. Flynn, would Raza have returned? Is Raza out searching still? I'm just curious if you're a part
Raza
of this conversation.
Raza and Shine!
I would probably arrive
Okay. Around
the time.
You might know Otamu in passing? I don't know. I mean, like, you would know of him. It depends on how strongly you work some of your connections. Is this one of the friends that you are bringing for, the trial, I guess, for lack of a better term today?
We want him in attendance, but he may not be a witness.
Understood. I realize that it may be important for you to understand the players and who all is involved in your situation.
All right, hit me up.
I'm assuming that you have questions about the Utepka Society. The Utepka Society was, as you've heard, instrumental in overthrowing about 10 years ago. They used these iron tokens and so on and so forth as warnings to individuals who were supporting the outside rule. Mm-hmm. Yes,
Baldur's Gate 2, Shadows of Ulm, same Ulm?
Yep, same Ulm.
Okay.
So, similar to a way that you might talk about, like, throwing tea in a harbor or something like that. They were sort of
a waste of tea.
Rabble-rousing group. They were meant to... They are a secret society. They're a secret organization. Right. No one knows who their members are. Mm-hmm. They may number in the thousands. They may number in significantly lower numbers. They don't know. But the thing was is that they were effective. So they would place the token and try and convince someone to, you know, maybe stop dealing with outsiders or stop supporting the Amian government or so on and so forth. Mm-hmm. It is rumored that they did everything from trade negotiations to dealing with piracy to manipulating foreign politics and maybe even assassination.
Did they come up with that you wouldn't download a car commercial?
No, they did not come up with that. But they put a token in your hand when you downloaded the car.
Uh-oh. Damn it.
No, so the tokens show up with no warning. As far as Otamu knows, he's never seen anything like this level of violence directly and openly, maybe in private, but yeah. To see it something like that is insane. Which is one of the reasons why the Merchant Princes are so worried about it. Hmm. If the Utepka Society is taking such a fervent stand against outsiders that they're leaving a body in the streets,
then they're racist.
They feel like something needs to be done, else, you know, lest the Merchant Princes are the next ones to be overthrown. So it's a little bit of their asses in the jackpot as well.
The jackpot?
I've never heard that. I like it.
Yep.
Jackpot. My ass is in the jackpot. I'm gonna get fired.
It's a big thing in Major League Baseball last year. Some umpire was caught on mic saying that. He's like, "We can't let you do that, man. Our ass is in the jackpot. We got to do what we got to do." And so then, for a while, all of Reddit was googling "ass in the jackpot," which is apparently a New York cop phrase from like the 40s.
I didn't know that.
If your ass is in the jackpot, you're in trouble.
I insist because this entire trial be high talk or fast talk and high pants now.
So, that's a little bit on the society. Your new friend here, who
Eric
I haven't had
Kukra?
The... No, you.
Oh. Saul Payman.
So, Father Payman, we haven't...
No, dog. Don't call me
Papa
daddy.
Papa, dog. Papa, give me money.
How about brother? Bro Payman.
Just Saul. Just Saul's fine.
Hi, Poppy De Niro, hombre.
Poppy De Niro.
I do like Poppy De Niro.
Poppy De Niro, Poppy.
Hi, Poppy.
I'm sorry you've been mixed up in this unfortunate circumstances, but as you have said, it has often been wondered if these tokens are ever returned or taken back by the society, if they may be used in fraudulent terms. It's hard to know for sure. But that is at least why the society, or why the merchant princes are concerned about the society's interactions.
I need to learn more about Baldur's Gate before I tell people I'm from there.
Waterdeep?
It's got a lot of big rocks and a gate. It's cool.
Not Baldur's Gate.
That's how I've been doing it.
I'm role playing here.
You could go with Kalimport instead.
I don't know. Icewind Dale.
Ice windows.
You need to get you one of them scrapers so you don't have a problem with your ice windows.
The sword toast.
Assorted toast.
He does give you a little bit of history on each one of the merchant princes, just so you know, because I don't know that you guys have ever asked.
Oh, all of them, I see.
Good talk.
Akeen Afa is the one who deals in weapons, shields, traveling gear, etc. Yes, she is a former gladiator. So she rose to prominence based on her physical prowess alone.
Yeah.
She's very much one of the headstrong, you know, pull yourself up by your own bootstraps kind of lady.
Right. Hates millennial.
Absolutely.
Gordon Ramsay.
You would also would have noticed Ifan Talroa.
Yeah, he's
the older man. He deals in beasts and training. So Ifan is sort of the he's the guy who deals in all the beasts of burden. He's the one who helps train dinosaurs, so on and so forth.
I'll never be your beast of burden.
He is sort of an old loner Scroogey type, I guess is how he would be described.
Did you say Akeen was dealing in weapons?
Yes, she deals in weapons.
Gotcha.
Jessamine was the old woman. She's the one that was fully in the shroud. Doesn't talk a lot. Jessamine deals specifically in she deals in plants, poison, and sanctioned assassinations.
Who gets to determine the sanctioning? That council?
Basically, it is her purview to review assassinations. People basically can apply and say, this person needs to die because of this. Or this reason. And if approved, they can basically buy a writ saying, you can kill this person by this method. Mm. Oh, and if you need to hire assassins, we might be able to help you out as well. The idea from a Cholton society standpoint is that by making it a bureaucratic thing, you get less random murder hobo stabbings.
I get it. Just a public CIA.
I mean, essentially, yeah.
Shout out to the CIA.
If you want to sponsor us.
Holy shit, yes. That would be awesome. We've got a sponsor we can't talk about.
Just a fifth member added listening to the group. No one ever introduces him. We just play as if he's been here the entire time. The listeners just have to piece it together.
So yes, Jessamine is often silent and contemplative. She is the one when they find themselves in trouble. She often casts the deciding vote. Jobal is the fit-looking dude. He deals in guides and sellswords.
Oh, yeah.
So he very much made his money on he made his money off the backs of doing basically what you guys are doing, going out into the wilderness and exploring. He's now turned it into a profitable business. So like you hide your fees from Eku, go to him. Kwayathe deals in fruit, wine, ale, booze, perfume, oil, insect repellent.
Oh, God, he's got your tubs.
No, this is the pretty lady.
Yes.
Oh, she's got your tubs.
She is a priest. She has a very fiery temper. She's very, she's very hellfire and brimstone-esque. She would have been the first one before anyone else to say that she should lead the six-person group and be the deciding vote. And Wakanga, you know Wakanga. Magic and lore is his specialty. And the last one is Xanthi. This is sort of a middle-aged...
I got a good feeling about Xanthi.
Now, she's an older woman. She deals in gems, jewelry, cloth, and armor. She is... Wakanga will tell you that she is the only one of the merchant princes with royal blood in her veins. It is more or less accepted. Do I want to say colloquially? Is that what I want to say? It's more or less accepted that she is a descendant of Chultan nobility. All the other merchant princes are based on their station or their skills or their expertise. Xanthi actually is theoretically descended from the Chultan kings of old.
Exactly. Oh, like, your brother is so like loyal.
Omu, royal. Free, control and all that.
Yes.
Oops.
Okay.
Correct.
Bloop, 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 so, bloop, bloop. Possibly attached to Mesro when that was the big important city?
Yes. Like, those who were in Mesro and those who were in Omu and those who were, you know.
What race is she?
She's Chultan. They're all Chultan.
Okay.
Omu.
So, hopefully that gives you a little bit of understanding of the...
Do Choltans,
individuals you're dealing with.
Yeah.
Do Choltans have the same life expectancy as like an average human or more?
Yeah, they're human.
Oh, okay.
They're not anything unusual. I mean, it's just that
they're
humans.
She's one of those Eternian elves.
No, they're just...
Eternian elves?
Eternian. Eternian elf. She's going to be an attorney? She's
imagine how long it takes to pass the bar for them.
Oof.
I got to age 300 years before they can even take the test. I have been in contact with a few of your friends. They will be present.
No. They said, new phone, who dis?
But yes, we will go to the Golden Throne shortly and see what they have in store for us, unless there's anything that you have to offer.
Nope.
Okay. They'll lead you to the Golden Throne. You do see now that there's a little more pomp and circumstance to the whole thing. Now it's like 10, 11 o'clock in the morning. They're all wearing, you know,
big old white people wigs from British trial courts.
That's right. All curled up.
Bought a frilly shirt.
There you go. You see they all sit down.
So who wants to take bets that this will end up like a Pirates of the Caribbean thing?
Pirates of the Caribbean, did a squirrely looking tribal guy murder a room full of old people? I don't remember that scene.
I don't know.
They then sit down and says, we will proceed.
Is there any way we could pause for 2 minutes and I can talk to you?
Sure. I feel like this is a kangaroo court moment, so I absolutely will allow it. I don't know what you're doing, but I like it. As you are escorted in, you see them all stand up. You see Ifan stand up with the rest of them. I will have you know it has been decided that I will preside as the judge over this proceedings. Mm. It has been determined that you three have not impacted my trade the least of anyone else. Therefore, it makes me the impartial judge.
Yeah. That was the guide. The guide.
No, you're getting a lot of money
he's
to that
the
guy.
He's the beast guy.
This is the guy who's selling dinosaurs.
Oh, okay, so the guy that we keep paying Eku money, like, he would have been more partial. But we want that guy.
That's Jobel. That's the fit-looking dude.
Jobel, yeah. Jobel, Jobel.
Yeah.
He's a jovial.
Very well. As Wakanga would have told you, we wish to hear your side of the story, to hear what has occurred, to judge whether or not you have proven to disturb the natural order of Chult with your business. So I ask that you present your character witnesses, that you present your side of the story, what you've been doing here. My understanding is you've been here for how long?
A couple months, right?
81st day.
81 days.
I see. And what has your activity been in that time?
Well, it was our understanding that the natural order of Chult was not everyone dying and being unable to heal. So we were asked to show up and fix Chult to return to its natural order.
At which point, the priest lady, Kawaithe, says, I believe that this is affecting all the world, not just Chalt.
We were told otherwise. But I appreciate knowing that now it's everybody.
I was fine in Baldur's Gate. I just got here. I've only been here like 2 weeks.
All right. Would you like to make a roll to lie?
I thought that that's true.
That's not true.
Well, I thought so.
Well, they're my facts and I'm sticking to them.
Was it true when he left, which might have been long before that?
I'm assuming not. Literally got a mandate from his god to say, hey, shit's gone down. Just,
yeah, but his Bible troll. And had his
no. On. Death curse has been affecting everyone everywhere.
I didn't see you're telling
Syndra
me.
Syndra was sick in Baldur's Gate.
Like, why the hell would she come to Chult then?
Because it's where the
curse that's where
started.
The curse starts, so they can stop it.
Yeah.
She didn't seem very equipped.
Wait, anyway, let's go back to the beginning.
Just what's take it back. Soulmonger? Just recant.
Who am I?
I'm still trying to figure that out. I gave you a chance to describe yourself and establish a sweet character.
It'll happen over time. That's a slow burn.
It's going to be organic.
You have to pay extra for that.
It's worth it, unless it has a skin on it, and then you don't really need to care about
it's
the pesticides.
It's almost never worth it, because the standards for the organic label are laughably low.
So, again, what have you...
blade of grass. That's grass-fed.
What have you done in the last 81 days?
Oh, man. Well, met up with Spirit Naga after trying to find the Soulmonger, which is the reason for the death curse that apparently is impacting the whole world, which now I'm aware of. I thought it was just Chult, but I think my misunderstanding was that it came from Chult because of Raznazi, who was overthrowing Mesro in the past, but now is apparently dead but still back because we found evidence of that on dead things that we've killed because we've been ridding your continent of dead things. Unless that's natural. I don't know if it is. In my tribes, we didn't have undead roaming around murdering people. But maybe,
Well, not in mine either.
Different strokes, different folks. It could be. Met up with... do I see any of my witnesses here in the room?
Yeah, no, you've generally caused... Assuming those are the words you said, which is the way I'm taking it. You've caused a general panic amongst the very few audiences that
are... my character witnesses.
Yes, but I'm saying they are a part of the audience that is now going a bit crazy as you basically drop. You're like, so I met up with Dracula and the Boogeyman. We found out that hell is real, by the way. Mephistopheles coming for your booty.
Raznazi is going to stir some crap.
Yeah.
I'm aware of that.
Stupid.
Met the fairy godmother, gave me the glass slippers. Like, yeah. You're just like throwing it all out there.
Yeah, I was keeping everything close to the chest, but now they're trying to kill me for being a good guy. So, okay, I'll just tell everybody about it.
Now we're not carrying the fire anymore.
So on Tharfroom, somebody tried to recruit us to be Order of the Gauntlet and help him, you know, route the undead curse that's spreading from the inside of your continent towards the edges, including, are we on the edge here? Is this one of the...
Oh, yes.
This is a port city?
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Okay, so we're not in the middle?
Right.
Oh, well, it is coming this way. That's
it's coming this way.
So he wanted us to join him because he liked this. He got along really well with my friends who were murdered by somebody who's a part of this dickhead society, apparently, that doesn't like people solving problems for people they don't live with. But after on Tharfroom, we met Commander Bonebreak, who's a part of... He's a different guy, but he's also
a gauntlet.
Oh, he is a gauntlet. See, we're gauntlets.
Camp Vengeance, yes.
Camp Vengeance, Captain Dracula. We fought with his soldiers to kill more undead. We saved some of them, escorted Silvertusk, who's an aspiring member of... What was that again?
More Gauntlet.
Yeah, More Gauntlet, because that's the group trying to fight the undead, which we're helping to rid Chult of an undead curse.
Can we have to map a base
in the meantime?
Can you roll me a performance check, Josh?
I'm not pretty. 10.
Can I give him advantage?
Sure, why not? You're playing a good, stand to his ollie or whatever.
There you go.
Oh, I'm rolling mine.
Well, you're being my side man.
Okay, well, in that case, 19.
There you go.
So surprisingly, they are unprepared for this complete shitting on of everything.
We also mapped a basin, the entire inland basin.
Yeah, we took it upon ourselves to draw a map of how to get into and out of so that troops could more easily navigate and fight this undead curse on the behalf of Untharfroom and the Order of the Gauntlet.
I'll like reach into your backpack and take out the map. And
we just happen to have, well, we've been, ignore the stuff that looks like vaginas. That's supposed to be...
Sir, what does real grungy mean?
That's not important. And I just put that back. That's a kraken. That's not a penis drawn into the water. That's very important. There's actually a monster there.
I didn't know that's what you drew.
Along the way, we met up with members of the Emerald Enclave. Raven, dude we met, I doubt he's here. He's hard to get a hold of, and we don't have very good postal service here, which we can establish after we rid the undead curse from the continent. The Spirit Naga gave me some more information. Artis was there. Turns out he's a great guy, who I think is the reason my friends are dead, because there's some assassins talking to our grandpa Seer. And I'm not sure who's in charge of assassins. Are there merchant princes in charge of the assassins?
Oh, yes, actually.
Oh, man. You might want to ask that one about those guys.
Indeed, just
they were offering money for information. And it seems like they had a hit out on them already, but I don't know anything about that.
As you get to that point, you hear a chuckle underneath the underneath the veils.
The old lady.
Mm-hmm.
Aku was our guide, who's tied to, I guess...
Jobal.
Jobal, yeah. That's it, Jobal. And then Grandpa Zatembe is the guy who gave us the Iron Triceratops warning. Which, I guess they're supposed to be warnings, but this was put on a dead body, so I'm not sure who they were warning.
It's not good, yeah.
It seems out of order to me.
Yeah, you usually warn someone before they kill.
Sort of a cart before the horse situation on that, but that's, I mean, it's just, you know. It says what we're up to.
Is Zendala here?
Zendala is not in attendance.
Okay, okay.
And we also met a young lady by the name of Valindra...
Shadow Mantle, yes.
Something.
We're not entirely sure about her motives, but she was very interested in Omu.
There's a big floating rock that I think you people refer to as the heart of Omu, where she's hiding out, just kind of observing things. And we were going to go to Omu itself, because that's where we suspect the Death Curse is, but then she decided to mess with one of our buddies, who was thinking more with his dick
now
than his
dead.
Brain. Now
dead.
May he rip.
Worth it!
Thanks for that, Society.
So that's kind of what we...
Thanks, Society.
Oh, buy grease. For the love of God, when you go out in the woods, buy grease.
That's a lot of bugs.
Yeah.
You hear a couple of people snickering in the back before there's a couple of, like, clangs. You see Ifan just stands there dumbfounded, his mouth open.
But dinosaurs...
Did you want any details? There's more.
Did we leave anything out?
So what you're saying is you came to the continent and made... inroads with an outside organization with the express attempt to find the heart of the continent and to bring a large mass of troops in from outside Chult to
occupy the
territory.
I don't know, it seems like most of these troops are in Chult.
Man, that's a weird way of saying solve a death curse, isn't it?
Yeah, it seems a lot.
That's odd. But yeah, I mean, that's kind of, it seems a paraphrase of what I said.
They also seem to be very legally in the city. They've got an office just down the street.
I mean, they literally have established strongholds in this port city.
If that's illegal, you might want to talk to them.
And Unthar Froom was just walking around, and they're not the order of the other dickheads. What are those ones? What are the other...
Fist.
Flaming Fist.
They're not the Flaming Fist, because those guys don't seem to be liked very well. This is the order of the Gauntlet.
Xanthi at that point snorts.
Do you know the Fists?
Yes, I'm familiar with Fort Bellarine.
That's up to the north a bit.
Oh, yeah.
We also have this magic man.
And we were thinking about dabbling and fighting pirates, but we never got around to it.
Yeah.
Oh, don't forget the brawl in Chult. You're going to also provide the city entertainment.
Wait, we...
I might as well. If I'm going down for the shit, then I'm a part of the good. May he rip.
You see Jobal applaud. Well, I must say, you are brilliant performers.
Thank you. Thank you.
Most excellent.
It's easy to perform when the script is written in truths that have a lot of impact.
Ah. Illegal services and all that.
Once again, office down the street.
.com. Very well. Well, we've heard your side of the story. This is what you've been up to.
Yep.
You are stating that your goal then is to end the death curse by going to Omu.
That is the... main thrust of things, yes.
Yep.
And you have been charting maps and so on and so forth in that regard.
Right.
And not only we've not been doing this of our own accord, we were invited here, brought here by Syndra.
You see... which one would it be? You see Kawaithe snort at that. Another outsider.
Oh, well, kind of. It was through one of your own... that she had the means of hiring us to do this.
By throwing him right under that bus.
Somebody that you saw fit because he may have at one point thought well of us to kick off of the council before having this trial to judge us. But yes. An outsider through one of the princes.
I know, an outsider who seems interested in relieving a problem that's affecting the whole world. How terrible.
And it starts here. That's weird.
Yeah.
Mm. You know what solves this problem? One nuke.
Wow.
Just to be sure.
Wow.
Trump wouldn't be a pussy.
No comment.
Tweet at me, Trump.
He probably will.
Right?
You know that's what he does in executive time, right? Yes. He listens to the Race Horse Brothel.
So damn, I got a shout out. I'm so happy.
You know what the amazing McDonald's part is about this show, I must say, though? When we talk about current things, how much it comes back to bite us in the ass.
Because it's so old?
Oh, yeah. No, well, no, because like... Well,
God dang.
No, there were things that like... there was a very prominent episode where we were playing, and it was like 3 weeks out from the election or something. Mm. And Matt was like, I would like
afterwards?
To. Huh?
And it aired afterwards?
Oh, yeah. No, it didn't air for like 3 months after the election because of the way our cycle works. And he was like, I'd like to say congratulations to our new president of the United States, Hillary Clinton. And I was like, Matt, you realize there's a 50-50 chance that doesn't happen, right? And he's like, well, in that case, all hail Overlord Trump.
Nice.
Oh, like, boy.
Just cut it into whichever one fits.
Yeah.
It's very funny.
All hail the fell in name here.
Congratulations to Lucas editing the winner.
The Simpsons have predicted the Super Bowl winner 3 times in the same episode. Because they re-edit it to be the most current one, and each time they predicted the right one.
Hmm.
It's always the Patriots.
They've got a damn easy job.
This is in like 92, 93, and 95 or something like that. So anyway, no, because they then edited it into syndication, so they had to change who the winner was.
Mm-hmm.
I saw that on Reddit the other day. Yes, I see that you have provided a lot of information, a lot of song and dance.
Right.
This is
also killed a lot of undead.
Yeah.
Yes, Ifan is talking.
Ifan is talking.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Could you,
Didn't you guys go to some Man and Crocodile Temple?
Oh, yeah. Been all over the place.
Yeah.
Yes. Plundering the...
Show me your jug.
Natural resources. You would know that, actually. Great treasures of... Right. Chult.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, Russell was definitely there. He was watching.
That does not come up.
We've not mentioned that.
No? Okay.
Goblins.
He was like, guys, go get him.
Ooh, what about that time we launched that Bateri City? I wasn't there.
This guy's angle is these guys are here doing things to Chult, and we don't want them to be because Chult doesn't need outside influence. That's what Afan's going for.
Right. No,
so
I know.
The more we bring up.
No, I know.
How we fucked stuff up and stole things and destroyed things. Yeah,
right.
I like how you didn't think I knew.
And you actually see who would have the biggest problem with that?
Me!
Yeah, I know.
I object.
I object to your objection.
Is that a thing? Can you do that?
I'll say...
Sustained.
Akeen,
But you can call out somebody's objection for being, you know, inappropriate.
That's a double shitty objection.
Yeah, it's like that homeboy's just throwing dirt around because he doesn't have a good case. The judge will be like, yeah, you're right.
You're right.
If you don't object I got to the you objection, fam. Does the objection go?
No, when you object to something, the judge...
Right, the judge chooses.
Matlock.
Oh, Matlock and old Ironsides.
You want to be Matlock? You want to be Ironsides?
You notice Akeen Afase, I appreciate your story, but excuse me if we have some doubts considering you proceeded to murder 3 or 4 men in the last 24 hours.
Yeah, grave robbers. Men who stole from the dead.
While I similarly have distaste for such individuals, there is, of course, a process that dictates be followed.
Mm. Oh, right. Like hiring assassins that you sanction.
Sanctions do not have to be carried out by assassins, inherently. Sanctions just are approval of the deed.
He didn't kill someone the way you wanted them to be killed.
Although, yes. Admittedly, people that you may have wanted to be killed. I was really just cutting out the middle of a man.
I like that.
Correct. Very well. Do you have any Chultons in good standing who would speak on your behalf?
Well,
who's here?
We have a merchant prince who wanted us to help him.
He looks somewhat embarrassed, but he will side on your side.
We have Eku, one of the guides of one of the merchant princes here.
And she is there.
Yeah.
Who has followed us faithfully throughout the continent.
To be fair, I think we followed her.
You did follow her, and you did pay the woman.
Yes.
Yeah. And she came back alive. I'm not sure how many of your guides come back alive after going out with parties, but this one did.
Twice!
So she can tell you all about the things we're song and dancing in front of you, because she was there for every one of them.
Fair enough.
Grandpa Seer, although just having met him, he knows a little bit about what we've been doing and has tried to look into it for us.
What about Shipman Captain Pants?
I think he's part of the Order of the Gauntlet, which they've kind of whitewashed as all outsiders.
Yep.
At least Afon has. But, I mean, if we've been stepping on any of your forces who have been going to solve your problem successfully, then that's my apologies. I didn't know I was getting in the way of Chulten heroes who were trying to, solve.
Well, we saw so many on the front line.
Better than other heroes.
You know, we fought by so many of them.
You noticed Jobal bristle at that suggestion.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure there's tons of them that are just out right now doing so much better than we have, because I mean, we came back, so we must have quit. They're still out there. They're just still fighting. They don't need to ever return for supplies. It's unlikely they died because they were incompetent.
That's ridiculous, of course.
No, it couldn't happen.
You hear another snicker in the background.
And then if the Emerald Enclave shows up, I guess maybe they're Chulten.
Didn't we refer the golem to somebody?
Hmm?
What?
Nope.
Wasn't that Otamu?
Otamu has it.
Yeah. I mean, he's just...
Okay, I didn't know who bought the golem.
No, Zetembe does stand forward and speak well on your behalf. See the danger, and I mean, he's honest, so he says, I did foresee a danger in terms of an iron triceratops. I do think that there has been a warning in terms of the, you know, the Itepka Society, but as to what that is, I cannot tell.
Mm-hmm.
Eku speaks... mostly friendly on your behalf.
Hey, we have been nothing but pleasant to that one.
What is her grievance?
There's no grievance.
She's going to get a bad Yelp review.
3 out of 5.
You see her just sort of tap dance around a few of the plundering aspects.
Okay.
Which we appreciate.
First of all, the only things we
tap dance around.
Do I look like much of a dancer?
Just call it securing.
Okay. Artist is a Chulten.
Preserved.
And what's Bath Lady's name?
Zendala.
Zendala.
The daughter thereof.
Another Chulten.
Zendala is probably not Chulten.
Okay.
You've seen Artist. Artist does not look Chulten.
Okay.
This seems like a Chulten hero. What about Dragonbait?
Dragonbait was some sort of bizarre monster.
Yeah. Naga?
I mean, are any of these people not monsters?
Wow.
Like, come on.
Some sympathy.
Very well.
A chest of something.
That's where I keep all my magic items to help me on my quest, Fodge.
I never get any.
Maybe you stop killing your own characters in your party, you could get a magic item.
We'll see.
They speak very, very well for you, and you see that you could see the frustration building in some of their faces, because you are making a fairly good case for yourselves, even if you have been somewhat obnoxious.
Oh, yeah. Completely standoffish. Entirely.
That's what happens when health potions cost 3,000 gold.
Let's talk about the bug problem in general. Yeah. Just quickly address this. We need some DEET.
Let's DEET.
Getting DEET and Chult would be neat. That's my new slogan.
It's a good one. You notice about halfway through, as the couple of hours passes, you've made your statement, other statements have been made, so on and so forth. You notice a number of snakes fly through the window.
Mm.
Like, well done, medium rare.
No, snakes.
For a second, I did not understand.
I thought he said snakes.
Like, man, normally I get the reference, but this one is above my pay grade.
I thought he said steaks. Sorry.
Snakes. Flying snakes. Snakes with wings.
Okay.
Snakes on a plane.
A butcher's outside just tossing in steaks.
this tomahawk ribeye.
That's the time!
Man, even with the death curses, Cholt had that, I'd move there.
Yeah.
Just throwing steaks. Yes.
I'm sorry.
You see them all, you see them all fly and land in front of...
These are messages.
Ifan.
I remember how this works.
Oh, because he's the beast guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Beastie boy. Aren't these used for messengers?
Yes, yeah. They are. You see that he opens the message, and then he... It looks like they're actually... There are six snakes, actually, but they all land in front of Ifan. Mm. He pulls the messages off, and you see him open one, and then he sets it aside, and he opens up another one, and then he starts angrily going through all six of them. Mm. He then passes them out, and at this point, whoever's speaking at this point, they're completely ignoring them as they're all looking at these messages. Mm. Perception rolls.
Ooh, 10.
I got 12.
Fodge got a good number over there.
You will.
21.
You see that they open small satchels, and when they open them up, you see that they all contain iron tokens from the Yatepka Society.
Uh-oh. Now what?
Well, you have a piece of information. What would you like to do with it?
What's going on? I say, since I wasn't able to see what was happening. Sound of a crowd.
It's up to you if you're sharing the information with us or not.
Why is the dwarf sweating so much?
You turn to him and it's just buckets.
Now it is you who seems to be the not favorite ones.
What was that?
I don't know.
The not to favorite one.
You like intentionally lean back.
Oh, suckers! I wasn't confident. Oh. Is that your Triceratops tokens? Oh dear!
Please don't make that your new voice, or I will kill your character.
Fantasy Costco. All your dreams come true.
We'll be right back, folks. We gotta take care of something.
He seems to be put on the spot with a role-playing moment, and it has just snapped. He cannot handle the pressure.
What are the physical signs of someone having a stroke?
It's the zombie dust. I think you went mad.
Oh, God.
Oh, no, you gave him the equivalent of a big boy beer. He's out.
You know, that was an Adventure Zone reference.
Yeah.
That was what's the warlock's name? That was his voice. That's what I was trying for.
Garfield.
The deal's warlock. Lucas edits this out.
Nah, bro.
I think Fodre having a stroke on air needs to be the end of an episode.
Now it is you who have Triceratops tokens.
Are you saying that out loud?
I will probably say something not as ridiculous. Like, what are those?
Definitely less ridiculous. I appreciate that.
You were going to make a witty quip, I think, was the problem when you started stroking out.
They have Triceratops tokens.
So witty. Oh my.
Well, looks like society's kind of getting around everybody, huh?
That's what I was going for. That's what I wanted.
Somebody who hasn't picked yet. Flynn, high or low?
Hi.
Okay. The place bursts into pure chaos.
Mm.
The crowd starts screaming, demanding to see proof of the tokens that they now have apparently received by Messenger Snake, which is not the way it's normally done. So now it's now descending into a mudslinging he said, she said thing.
Nice.
Does the door look super guarded?
By the guards? Yes. You could make a break for it if you wanted to.
Bonfires just spring up.
Oh my. This is so odd. It must be really hot out.
So, flying snakes, normal delivery method for those things?
You asking
Ifan? The Beastmaster.
At this point, it is all, it is pure chaos. Like, it is absolute insanity. Okay. Just like that.
That's super chaotic, yeah.
Wakanga leans over to you and says, I believe this is an out for you. Regain order.
Did you get one?
He did not.
Ooh.
We must. He looks to you specifically. Can you silence the room?
Not magically, but I mean,
just make a big display of magic to get everyone's attention.
Bonfire. I do not have the spell silence.
We're gonna need a big old bonfire.
I have silence. What's this?
I could use prestidigitation to make my stuff loud.
He was just looking to see if there was some dramatic way to.
I can 20-foot radius sphere centered on a point I want.
Flaming sphere.
I don't think. Wait, literal what? Silence.
Oh
yeah.
You sure.
Yeah.
I'll do it. After my stroke.
All right.
Just make a big
wait, fire. Do you have what's the name of the cleric version of prestidigitation?
No.
Thaumaturgy?
Yes. Do you have thaumaturgy?
No.
Damn it.
I'm just trying to allow you to do some sort of fun magical bit.
I will use prestidigitation and make a whole bunch of like sparkles in the sky. Not the sky, the top of the room. You know, almost as if they're like little fireworks.
Fireflies.
Yeah, little fireworks or whatever. And just make them say, silence.
Sort of like an applause sign, but silence. Just blinking quietly.
Pretty much.
Let's see.
You have thunderclap.
I'm going to roll this dice with skulls on it because it seems sort of appropriate in this situation.
Yay.
So Dave the Wizard gets tackled by a guard.
Does this have somatic components?
Getting tackled?
Yeah, it does.
No.
I thought so.
As the place descends into more chaos, as people begin to scream and yell at each other, tables are being upturned. Things are being thrown from the crowd. We've gone full on kangaroo up in this place.
Is there a table still not overturned?
Probably. Or you could.
I'm just gonna get on one and just yell that for everyone to shut up.
Intimidate.
Can you help me here, Dave? Can you give me an assistant somehow? Oh, you've been tackled.
I will. Oh yeah. yeah.
I rolled a 4. So 6.
Shut up!
So no, I did not intimidate.
Alright. I'll actually make a check on this one.
Okay.
I feel like that's fair, because if somebody's going to be tackling you, I feel like I should at least make a check to do so.
Hey.
Yeah, I'm real good at grappling. If I can body slam a dude to get everybody's attention, I'll do it.
Pretty sure it said the guards had these stats.
Nice.
I get to roll a die, theoretically, in combat.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
First time in 4 hours.
Get to roll to die.
Hey. In combat.
You wouldn't know what that feels like.
It was a 17 hit, Josh.
It's on the button.
All right. Do you qualify as a medium creature?
I do.
Strength saving throw.
Oh, a saving throw?
Mm-hmm. Plays into your hand.
I rolled a 1.
So you see this guy come. You see this. They're gladiators, but you see one of these guards come running up and just bash you with a shield that he happens to be carrying, which apparently sends you flying across the room. You crack your head on a nearby wall or something. Nice. any of the other two jokers?
I'm going to go to Otamu and say, you are a member of this board. Regain control.
You got a social roll you'd like to roll for that, Flynn?
I'm gonna smack him upside his useless ass head. It's halfway between 2 and 20, so I'm re-rolling. Ooh!
There you go.
Let's go. Really much. I have animal handling. 20.
Okay. At that point, Otamu nods, and I guess the NPC will think of something clever to do.
We all thought of things, but rolled poorly because we had to roll for them.
Here, let me roll for it. I did well.
There you go.
He's magic.
He is magic, actually. That's a fair point.
Super maxi magic.
I don't know what sort of magic he has, though, to be honest.
Meteor swarm.
That'll do it.
Maximum magic.
Something loud and bright.
Wish.
I wish to be a lich.
That's a waste of a wish spell.
Because you can't lich it?
No, because at that point you should have already done another way.
Yeah.
Cast a wish.
I don't know, Ninth. You may just not have had the money. Phylacteries ain't cheap.
You see him nod, and you see he casts a spell and floats into the air. And as he floats into the air about 10 or 12 feet over everybody, harder to tackle when you're 12 feet in the air, you see a glaive get hurled from the back of the room. No, he flies up into the air, and he uses prestidigitation much in the same way that Dave the Wizard had intended, and just says, silence. And you see all the ruckus and stuff. Like, the guy who's on top of Dave is still trying to, like, put him in an arm bar. The guy who's shield best, Josh, is like...
The classic freeze frame.
Yeah, yeah. Everybody's kind of just stops for a minute.
Good old accidental renaissance moment.
And he floats over and he says, it is clear now that there is some issue with the society that these tokens are being distributed incorrectly. I think that we have proven that these men are here only to aid us in our time of need. And while their actions may not have been the correct ones, they were making decisions in difficult times and always had the best interests of Chult and her people at heart. They have revealed much, they have spoken to many, and they may be the closest of anyone to solving this death curse. I think it is only important that the six of you vote to allow them to continue their mission and support them. I just like to imagine nobody else did that, and it's just the three of them laughing. They confer, and they said, all right, we're, you know, ready to proceed with the passing judgment.
The rest of the courtroom got itself back in order?
Yeah, they start to kind of, yeah. They no longer are on top of you guys. They kind of move everything back into place. You get a yes from Ikeen.
What are they yesing and knowing?
Whether or not to allow you to continue. Like basically, should we move to dismiss this? Mm-hmm. Ikeen votes that you should be allowed to continue.
Right.
Ifan votes no.
Right. I'm gonna kill that old
dude. Jessamine votes yes. Jobal votes no.
Oh yeah, of course not. Homeboy raises incompetent warriors, why would he?
Kuwaithe votes no.
Yeah, so I kill him.
And
she's intimidated by my beauty.
Xanthi votes yes.
Hung Jerry.
Barely
called it.
In which case, Ifan says, then I will settle the deciding vote. Yeah. And Jessamine only says, if there is some sobriety in the, if there is some impropriety with the Itepka society that is currently occurring, I think it would be improper to continue this body as a six membered, with six members. That is not what we are here to do. And when she says that, you get some nods from Kuwaithe, you get some nods from Ikeen. Jobal sort of agrees. And she looks through Akongo, she says, it is your deciding vote.
Oh,
we can't get we can't get fucked.
I know his girlfriend's dead.
You should have saved her. It's his revenge.
Yeah, what if this is the end of the campaign, Fodge? You were always worried that not saving Syndra's life.
Could have been it. I tried to do it.
And with the dramatic applause of a crappy 90s movie, he gives his approval.
No.
Hey!
I wanted a twist. Everyone gets a new character.
Now we know.
The twist is that you just dumped everything you know to everyone in Chult.
Well, everyone in the courtroom.
Yes, the We're seven most fast. Powerful people
well, I've in already Chult. Told everyone.
But it's not like they're going to tell everybody everything.
And now you suddenly have six Itepka tokens that just appeared out of nowhere to your benefit.
Yep. Six, not seven, because Homeboy didn't get one, and he's on our side.
Seems like a very clear message.
And Jobal and Kuwaithe, man, you three, I really hope we solve this problem early enough for you, because those seem unfortunate. Came in on flying snakes, by the way. All the other merchants should probably be aware of that. I wonder who controls Beast. Do you remember who controls Beast?
Oh, yeah.
Did you talk about this?
It was Iphan, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Man, that's weird. Yeah. Did he want to make the deciding vote?
God, he did. It did seem like he did want to.
Well, we'll figure it out, though.
That's fine.
You are led out of the courtroom with various cheers and et cetera, having survived the kangaroo court set before you.
Wakanga, I'd like my weapons back.
He nods. His men come up and they bring your armaments.
Thank you.
If you want any tips on warriors, let me know, man. I can help you out.
By the way, top marks for Eku. Good employee.
Oh, God, love her. Rehire. Would recommend.
So they let you out into the streets. You are, for the moment, free men and dwarf.
And Stone Bold murders a man.
And Eric Okra.
If I see a dude carrying something that you guys used to own.
I like that out.
Somebody.
I like how that episode ends. You just see someone wearing a cloak of protection. It's like, that smells like Bork! And you just take off.
Freeze frame.
Thanks for helping us out, Russell.
Yeah.
My pleasure.
Do you want to help end this curse?
I do.
Nah.
I know the continent well.
What do you do?
I find things. I find people. I find my way around.
You range about?
I range. Been known to range.
Would you say you're a free range bird?
Yep.
Actually, I imagine that having wings is useful for that sort of thing.
Very much so. Very much so.
I should get myself some of those.
We need you to help us find Zendala or Artis. I think it's very important we get in touch with those people.
I agree.
It seems Zendala is probably the easier of the two to find.
I would probably at a certain point be transparent with you guys about my conviction that this had nothing to do with the Eutepticus Society, at least the initial assassinations.
I think it was a fraud, a plan.
Yeah, which means that there's
misdirection.
Someone who's not only embedded in Chult, but also trying to actively undermine the source of, right. You know,
and using justice. Flying snakes to convey tokens, which just happened to be kind of like Yanti, but littler and winged.
Well, I mean, if you look at the two example, or like the second was more along the lines of what the Eutepticus Society would do. Yeah. The first was not.
Minus the
style.
So
the second one was probably a response to the first of the Eutepticus Society saying, this trial is misguided.
Maybe, but there was a point made about the delivery being different than how it's normally made.
Correct. It just means that the society may not have gone through normal channels.
And it had to be done quickly.
Yeah.
Josh and Dave, can you guys make me, we'll call it intelligence checks?
Oh, boy.
Oh.
Yeah, that's not so great for me.
Oh.
Four.
Boop. Lads.
13.
You feel like you've heard about flying snakes before.
Well, I know that they're used as messengers.
Mm-hmm. Yes, but you seem to remember a bizarre man screaming down the road yelling about flying snakes one time when you're talking about the
Apocalypse Ball of Chalt. Boy.
Yeah, the hobo.
Yes.
He was talking about Omu and that stuff. I mean, it's still, I think it's Rosna Z still. Or whatever. Death's homeboy's name is
Raz and Zai.
Zai, that's it.
The boogeyman.
Yeah.
The boogerman.
The boogerman.
Tomb of Annihilation has been brought to you by our patrons. Find out more about supporting the podcast at patreon.com/rancors_brothel. Join the nerd conversation on Facebook by liking our page and joining our group. Don't forget to check us out on Twitter at rancors_brothel for the latest updates. All podcast episodes are available at rancorsbrothel.com and via our RSS feed. The title track for this campaign, Necromancy, provided courtesy of Sleep for the Weary off their debut album, Nocturnes. Listen to more great music at sleepfortheweary.com. Much love, listeners. It's